Time for the Rural News with Sally Murphy in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. Kia ora, Sally, and Predator Free 2050 says it's making great progress.
Kia ora, Mani, that's right. But the group is warning its hard work could be wasted when increased government funding expires. The Crown-owned charitable company was established 6 years ago to help deliver the ambitious goal of eradicating possums, stoats and rats by 2050. It gave a review of the 2021-22 year to the government's Environment Select Committee yesterday. Predator-free 2050 chair Katie Milne says more eradication has been achieved on the mainland in the last 4 years than the last four decades.
And the big challenge? Well, funding from the Jobs for Nature and Provincial Growth Fund have given the predator-free mission a major boost. However, as we all know, these funds cease within the next 3 years. The estimated reduction in the company's operating revenue is three quarters of the total funding. The board has asked the company to explore how and whether we can defend the gains we have made once this time-limited funding finishes. What we don't want is for predator-free areas to be reinvaded. This is potentially the most immediate challenge.
Katie Milne says research and development is key in making sure gains continue to be made in eradicating pests. Predator Free 2050 Science Director Dan Thompson told the Select Committee a whole range of new tools, such as traps, killing devices and poisons, will be available from next year.
What I'm most excited about is we're funding development of a rat-specific toxin. Okay, so it's still a toxin, not everybody's cup of tea. Yep. But it's a toxin that we've known about since the 1950s, and it's just been impossible to develop into a bait that we know that rats will effectively eat.
He says the bait is going through the registration phase at the moment, but should be available for use by this time next year.
And it is officially barbecue season, Sally. How are the corn crops looking?
Well, there is plenty of corn on the cob to eat. There will be plenty of corn on the cob to eat, but you might have to wait a week longer to get your hands on it after consistent rain delayed this year's harvest. Leaderbrand, one of the largest sweet corn producers in the country, says the La Nina weather pattern has resulted in cooler temperatures and more rain in Gisborne this spring. Company spokesperson Gordon McPhail says the wet weather delayed plantings, but he expects the harvest to begin in the next few days.
Probably just created some difficulties around getting our planting in on time and getting the crop established, because once it's established it can handle the rain pretty well, but just when it's a seed under the ground and the ground gets quite wet for a long period of time, you can have some issues with germination. But outside of that, generally not too bad. We're a little bit later than what we wanted to be, and that's more about cold than rain, but you know, we're in a strong La Nina, so probably to be expected.
Mr. McPhail says demand for corn for Christmas Day is huge. Last year, 1.1 million corn cobs were sold in the fortnight to Christmas. That's 57 every second. He says every cob is hand-picked, so it's a very busy time.
It's always tough on the guys at work here because they're busy working hard while everyone else is kind of in celebration mode. So it's always the challenge that we have as a business. But it's something we do every year, and it's something that the team really loves, particularly the first kind of 3 or 4 weeks of corn is always really exciting. So, yeah, we get quite excited when we start corn and get into it.
And Gordon McPhail says the unseasonable conditions shouldn't result in smaller yields, so there'll be plenty of corn for the Christmas table.
Oh, thank goodness for that, Sally. Hey, thank you so much.